Schools restrict screens, enrollment shrinks, and Padres rally in Miami. San Diego Unified's board voted unanimously in late June to approve a phased technology restriction policy covering more than 100,000 students launching August 10th, the first day of school. The policy prohibits video streaming platforms like YouTube on personal devices, removes computer carts from transitional kindergarten classrooms, establishes on and off hours for district-issued Chromebooks, and restricts AI-enabled software. A task force of students, parents, teachers, and researchers will determine grade-level specifics through the 2026-27 school year, with an early assessment due in January 2027. The policy arrives against a sobering enrollment backdrop. California Department of Education figures released this spring show San Diego County public school enrollment fell by nearly 3,900 students in a single year and by roughly 33,000 students over 8 years. San Diego Unified alone lost 1,309 students year over year. Officials attribute the decline primarily to high living costs and declining regional birth rates. Because California's school funding model is per pupil, the losses translate directly into tighter budgets. The district's aggressive summer enrollment push has brought in 1,085 new students toward a 1,309 target. The technology restriction policy rests on an assumption that limiting screens and AI tools will improve student outcomes that some researchers consider unsettled. Critics raise a specific equity concern. Students from households without reliable internet access may rely on district-issued Chromebooks as their primary digital learning tool, and mandatory off-hours or platform restrictions could widen rather than close access gaps. The policy's task force is designed to address grade-level distinctions, but the framework goes live before those distinctions are finalized. Three signals are worth tracking. Whether the January 2027 assessment disaggregates outcomes by school socioeconomic profile, whether teacher satisfaction scores at San Diego Unified shift relative to comparison districts, and whether technology policy surfaces as a factor in exit surveys from families leaving the district. On the field, the Padres delivered one of their more compelling performances of the season Sunday, rallying from 3 runs down against the Marlins in Miami. Jake Cronenworth led off the 8th inning with a single, Manny Machado hit his 23rd home run of the year to tie the game, and Jackson Merrill followed immediately with his 15th home run to give San Diego the lead. Luis Rengifo and Luis Camposano added the final run in a 5-3 victory. The Padres improved to 53-53 on the season. Miami's losing streak stands at 12 games, a franchise record. Right-hander Michael King, 6-7 with a 3.24 ERA, starts the home opener against Colorado at Petco Park on Tuesday.